Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, VW's new electric vans begin deliveries, Tesla dragged into US-China tensions, and Xiaomi's long-range new EV. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why your old combustion Vespa should get a new lease of life with a battery. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Tuesday, 18th of February. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Takes hours and hours of time to do this every day. And I know that you're busy, but you also want to stay in touch with what's happening in the world of electric vehicles. That's what we're here for. Patreon supporters get the episodes ad-free as well. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of new electric and plug-in VW Transporters and Caravelles beginning deliveries in honour of the 75th anniversary of the iconic Volkswagen Bulli. A true commercial vehicle legend. A new range of Transporter and Caravelle models have been introduced and this week begin deliveries. This launch includes an impressive lineup of 13 different body styles. If you want to get them, you'll be going through Volkswagen commercial vehicles, like you used to with the ID Buzz. But these days I see the ID Buzz showing up on the main VW retail site rather than the commercial vehicle site. Well, maybe it always was. I always found the ID Buzz via Volkswagen commercial vehicles website. But additionally, buyers can choose from three distinct drive systems, including a plug-in hybrid, which they call e-hybrid, and a fully electric option for the e-Transporter and the e-Caravelle. In Germany, the starting price for the e-hybrid, that's the plug-in hybrid version, of the Transporter, the panel van, starts at €46,500, while the all-electric variant is slightly less expensive at €46,200. For those interested in the e-Caravelle, it comes with a base price of €55,000, with its hybrid counterpart only arriving in 2026, though. The electric models offer a variety of power outputs, from 85 kilowatts to 210 kilowatts. The vehicles are designed with rear-wheel drive and boast a net battery capacity of 64 kilowatt hours net. Should be enough range for work duty, at least. Now, loads of reviews came out today, but also Express did a really good one. Andy Goodwin wrote today, with a 64 kilowatt hour battery, the e-Shuttle can manage just over 200 miles from a full charge. When you need a top up, it'll take 11 kilowatts from a wall box or up to 125 kilowatts from a rapid charger, netting a 10 to 80% charge in as little as 39 minutes. Those are similar stats to the closely related Ford, while the Citroën e-Space Tourer and Peugeot e-Traveller get a bigger 75 kilowatt hour battery for a range of 217 miles. That's not quite the end of the story, though. because Volkswagen told us that a smaller urban battery is already in development for the VW, and a long-range version is also possible if there's enough demand, end quote. Yeah, really interesting there, actually, that this is not the biggest battery in the world, but they're thinking, well, this will probably do for most people if they're using it for a work situation, but a bigger battery, a long-range version, could be good for vehicles like the Caravelle, for people that want to take these camping, or even just have a family vehicle. You can throw all the stuff in, but maybe had a 100 kilowatt hour battery, but of course the price would go up as well. But new versions of those closely related to the Ford vans, because, well, they are the Ford vans, if you get my drift. It's not badge engineering. It's not just sticking a VW badge on. It is done differently. It's going to feel like a VW with all the materials and the interface and things like that. But yeah, this is a Ford vehicle in much the same way as the new Ford Capri, otherwise known as the Volkswagen ID5, and the Volkswagen, the Ford Explorer, Freudian slip, otherwise known as the Volkswagen ID4. Now, again, they're made to look like Fords, but otherwise it's VW engineering, and, you know, it goes the other way when it comes to commercial vehicles. They've got that partnership there. Those vehicles begin deliveries. What would you go for, full electric version or the plug-in hybrid version? I think lots of people would probably go the plug-in hybrid of those if they are eventually going to do, I don't know, a couple of ski trips. Go from the UK to some long-distance Euro travel. You'd do your day-to-day, wouldn't you, on electric? But if you did need to take those vehicles and then didn't want to hire something for those family holidays, I imagine people would opt for the plug-in hybrid. Okay, today, notification. Today's the final day to tell the UK government about your EV opinion. Well, since 2020, when our then Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced plans to stop the sale of new petrol and diesel in 2030, there's been much confusion. The deadline for the ban shifted to 2035 and back again. The outgoing government, in a last-minute sort of vote grabber, tried to appeal to petrol car drivers and went very anti-EV. That didn't work because the current lot were voted in by a landslide. The current government said it committed to sticking to the original, go back to 2030 target, of pure combustion. But we still don't know what that means. Toyota are obviously lobbying hard for their very mild, soft hybrid versions of cars with a little mini, teeny-weeny battery to be classified as, well, it's got a bit of a battery inside it. So the UK government's saying, what do you all think? Like, what do you think? So I think it's 100 miles of range on a battery and it has to have a plug socket on the side. So as long as you can add renewable, clean, green energy to it, and it's got at least 100 miles of WLTP range, then I think that you leave it up to the car companies, the size of the battery, and that way they can carry on putting efficient combustion engines from 2030 in their vehicles. But it does mean that effectively everyone's driving an EV, effectively. Additionally, some adjustments are being made to the zero emission vehicle mandate, the policy that requires companies to sell a growing number of EVs as a percentage of their total in order to sort of buy credits and allow them to sell the dirty cars as well. To bring more clarity and refine the policies further, the UK government's been seeking public input through a consultation process. That ends today, by the way, Tuesday, February 18th. So if you are listening to this podcast on day of release, those interested in contributing, you can find the consultation form online and submit your response via email to zevmandate@dft.gov.uk or by mail. Now let's move on. And Tesla faces delays in China for full self-driving. Tesla is facing potential delays in getting approval from the regulators in China for their autonomous driving technology. This comes as the electric vehicle company led by Elon Musk finds itself caught in the middle of a trade tension war, if you like, between the United States and China. Despite previous expectations of getting a green light by Q2 this year, there's now a growing uncertainty around if Tesla will receive approval to have its full self-driving technology in China. And it's an absolute deal breaker. It must. Tesla planned to introduce FSD in China and Europe in the first quarter of 2025. Of course, it pens regulatory consent. As a reminder to any newcomers to the podcast, the way that the United States does the regulations and Europe does it, it's the opposite. We do it much like your aviation regulations, which if you want to do something in aviation in America with the FAA, you have to invent a technology, prove that it's safe, and then they'll give you permission to use it. Whereas your automotive sector is regulated differently. Americans, auto sector is invent a technology, put it on the road, and then if it kills a bunch of people, then the federal regulators will go, hang on, you have to stop using that. Whereas over here in Europe, we do love a regulation, particularly in Germany, love a rule or two, and in China as well, where it's, you know, different beast in it. And so it's invent a technology, prove that it's safe, allowed to use it on the roads. And so Tesla has to prove that FSD would be safe to use here. China's the big one, though, because there's escalating trade disputes between China and the US, and it's only just begun. It's going to get much more intense, and the Republican Party's recent actions have led to a trade war with China. Beijing is responding with tariffs on American products after the US imposed additional taxes on Chinese goods. The delay in approving Tesla's autonomy appears to be one of the levers that China can pull. Obviously, Elon Musk, the CEO of that business, now very close to the heart of government in the United States. So China's saying, well, maybe we won't approve your self-driving technology anymore. Now, there could be other reasons. They could just think it's unsafe or whatever. But one school of thought amongst analysts is that the permits Tesla requires are now being held up. Separately, Elon Musk mentioned plans to expand into right-hand drive markets like the UK by late first quarter or early second quarter of 2025. The UK's got some slightly different rules on Europe, again, Brexit and stuff. We can plot our own course. And we've got some different autonomy rules here. So perhaps Tesla would lobby the UK to prove that it's safe here, because obviously we are part of Europe, but not the European Union, as a way in. Last July, as in previous years, Elon Musk, about halfway through 2024, made a bold claim on the earnings call that Tesla's full self-driving would surpass human safety by the end of the year, and it'd be rolled out. Well, of course, 2024 came and went. That's a milestone that has once again yet been missed, and yet people still believe him when he talks. So, yeah, good luck to you. Now let's move on. And Xiaomi's second EV model, the YU7, boasts impressive range. A recent regulatory filing with China's ministry shed light on some of the new specifications of Xiaomi's second EV. This is called the YU7, following up the sedan, the SU7. This is going to be more of an SUV. And what's incredible, I think, underlining this whole story, they're not a year old yet. So this Xiaomi EV business was launched last March, and they've done a ton of business, and they're not a year old, and they're onto their second vehicle already. And I only say that because, as you know, the speed in China is they work at ludicrous speed, and vehicles just get developed in time frames that many of the Western companies are simply not set up to even achieve. I mean, even if they could, with the talent, and I think, you know, many of the established car companies have clearly got the talent working there on their payroll, but they're just not culturally and structurally set up as organizations and businesses to operate that quickly. There's a really interesting story. Sorry for the aside so early in this next story. Caresoft is a company. Many people who follow Tesla follow Sandy Munro, who takes cars apart. That's his sort of his business, and sells that information to companies that want to know how is this widget, this microwave, this car built, whatever. And he makes a report, and you can buy that, and you can get the cost to add down to every screw and washer. So there's another company that do that called Caresoft, very famously working with China, and the owner of that was talking to, I think it was Automotive News recently, saying that he went to go do a talk in China about his business and what they do. And it was on a Saturday, and like 800 employees of this car company turned up on a Saturday of their own free will. The auditorium was full. And he says, you wouldn't get that in another Western car company, US car maker. Employees would say, it's the weekend, I'm off, I'm with my kids. Or, hey, is it overtime? Do I get paid for this? And yet 800 Chinese employees were there just of their own free will to be like, right, I want to learn about how this is, the industry is working and things like that. And so the speed they're going is crazy. And Xiaomi's not even a year old yet. This new model, the YU7, will come in two versions, different battery capacities. First version, dual motor, 101.7 kilowatt hour. So a range of, 500 miles, they say, in China, but real world will be different. The other is a single motor version with a 96 kilowatt hour battery, but longer range because it's, single motor, more efficient, over 500 miles. CLTC, so real world will be different. Further details on the previous filings indicate the dual motor version will use lithium ion, ternary batteries by CATL, and the single motor version lithium iron phosphate LFP from BYD's FinDreams battery division. So Xiaomi announcing that the launch of the YU7 will be in summer, June or July, marking a move forward after their first model, the sedan, the SU7, sold over 150,000 units in China already. Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Scout CEO spilling the beans on the Motor Trend podcast and Hyundai offering free EV charging adapters. Stick around, back in a mo.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Okay, next let's talk NIO and ZF. A leading tech group is enhancing NIO's premier electric vehicle, the ET9, with its cutting-edge steer-by-wire system, including a steering wheel actuator for precise steering and feel, with a redundant steering gear actuator and all the necessary software. A special feature of the system is an electric drive unit known as the torque feedback unit to mimic the natural feeling of steering and road feedback, but with steer-by-wire, so you're not actually connected your hands to the road. By adjusting the variable steering ratio based on speed and driving conditions, like the Tesla Cybertruck, it means there's an optimal connection, they say, between the driver's actions and the vehicle response. When combined with ZF's AKC rear wheel monitoring system, electric vehicles with longer wheelbases have improved maneuverability. This innovation in steering technology has been put into production in another major car manufacturer worldwide, but they didn't say which one, NIO using that in their ET9. Now, Scott Keogh, the president and CEO of Scout, shared insights on the brand's future EVs and EREVs, the range extenders, during the Motor Trend podcast, highlighting the differences in range, performance, and other aspects between the two powertrains. He did say that the pure electric version will be quicker. If you want performance, the EREV will boast more range and also better towing. Payload will be the same. The Traveller SUV proving to be more favoured amongst early reservation holders compared to the Terror. That's the pickup. So the SUV more popular in the range at the minute. And the Harvester, which is the name they've given to their EREV range extender, it's going to have a four-cylinder engine from Volkswagen. It's a non-turbocharged four-cylinder engine, so that'll be modified in some way from VW's stock to be a generator, to be its role as a generator. The Harvester would have a battery capacity of up to 60 or 70 kilowatt hours. That's pretty decent. About half of what the pure EV model would have of 120, 130 kilowatt hours. The EREV will have 150 miles of pure electric range and total range over 500 miles with a tank of fuel, despite the engine placement. So the engine, if you think it's going to be up front, I gather not. I think the four-cylinder engine will be buried somewhere near the rear axle. So there'll be a creative solution for air intakes. But that does mean that there'll be frunks on both of them, because the engine is only ever a generator. It's not actually mechanically turning any wheels. The Pure EV variant, 350 miles per charge, 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. EREV in 4.5 seconds, which is, for a big vehicle, you know, a truck or an SUV, is mega still, isn't it? Different battery chemistries for each version, but he wouldn't say what. So here's my guess. The EREV would be using LFP and the Pure EV would be using NMC, nickel manganese cobalt, to leverage respective strengths. That's what I think anyway. And you know what? For those vehicles, if you are going to use those vehicles like the Terra, the pickup, to do truck things, and you do seriously want to tow some heavy loads, and if you're not, if you're using it as a recreational vehicle, that's fine. I mean, you'll do it in electric 9 times out of 10, but I would highly recommend the EREV if it's a working vehicle, and then you're not going to be one of these people online that's like, I bought an electric truck and it won't tow this massive trailer up a mountain for 8 hours non-stop. I was sold a con. It's like, well, you weren't. It's what not EVs are good at the minute. Okay, let's move on. And Hyundai is making a move in the EV market in North America, rolling out IONIQ 5 models with the NACS standard, native NACS, if you want to call it that, on the side, the Tesla plug, as it used to be called, previously exclusive to Tesla vehicles. It makes Hyundai one of the first. Now, Lucid say they're the first with the new Gravity SUV. Hyundai say they're the first with the new IONIQ 5. And so that means that you can turn up, obviously, to a Tesla supercharger. The factory is in Savannah, Georgia. And when a car rolls out of that, you can plug it into a Tesla supercharger and it will charge natively with the J3400 connector. But, of course, the North American market is full of CCS1 plugs for now, and will be forever, really. I think it's going to be dual-headed ports on most chargers for a long time. So you've got to go the other way with the adapter, and so you need CCS1 to NACS. And so they are giving them to new customers of the IONIQ 5 for free. To receive an adapter, you need your VIN, your vehicle identification number. Eligible owners can order their free adapter from March when the ordering website goes live. That's well done, Hyundai. Now, Nissan announcing plans to release 2 hybrid versions of the Rogue SUV during a recent financial presentation, showing images of the Rogue plug-in hybrid. And that's a striking resemblance to the Mitsubishi Outlander, which is a big, big seller and a very popular vehicle. That's a plug-in hybrid, by the way. The similarity is not unexpected, given that Nissan Mitsubishi share platforms and components, and it's, you know, the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi alliance, as was. The Rogue plug-in hybrid SUV could arrive in 2025 and essentially be a rebranded version, a Nissan version, of Mitsubishi's existing Outlander plug-in hybrid, which is a very good vehicle, if you want that vehicle. It is very good. Details under wraps right now, but specifics and mechanics yet to be disclosed. The e-Power emblem on the picture that was shown suggests that it could follow Nissan Europe's strategy that uses a petrol engine as a sole generator for an electric motor that propels the car, but it doesn't have a plug socket on. So that's my only problem with Nissan's e-power stuff, which it's fine. You know, everyone has a different take on whether you should burn combustion stuff or not. I would prefer not to, if you ask me. But they say it's got an engine inside it, but it's electric motors that actually propel you, but they don't put plug sockets on, in which case it's just put a plug socket on. I just want to fill it with clean green electrons. But either way, so that's not my favorite. Maybe the Rogue will have a plug socket on the side. And finally, if you have, or maybe you would get one day, a classic Italian Vespa, an Italian startup named Moto Veloci, because of course they are. Moto Veloci has introduced a groundbreaking solution for Vespa enthusiasts, a retro kit, a conversion system. So if you have a traditional petrol-powered Vespa, you want to upgrade it to electric. This innovative kit is said to make it possible for individuals to perform the conversion kit themselves in 4 hours. So this is all, you know, old 1970s Vespas. And maybe you like that idea of, you know, heading around a city, being cool and Italian, and go, meh, with a little engine going. But if you want to do it silently, this retro kit has the 7-kilowatt electric motor, which takes the place of the old combustion engine, and a 2.35-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery, which fits under the seat where the fuel tank would be. There were 50cc and 125cc models, I think, on the Vespa, and the kit would convert both of those. And you got different, like, you know, the typical EV stuff, eco mode, drive mode, sport mode, stuff like that. While Piaggio, the manufacturer of Vespas, launched its own electric model called the Vespa Elettrica in 2018 at around €4,000. This isn't anything to do with that. Moto Veloci's retro kit aims to compete with any the sort of resto mod stuff. So get an old 70s Vespa and keep it on the road. Bring it into the modern era. Thanks to our premium partners of the podcast, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, CODA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, CODA Mainstream, or CODA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at CODA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.